We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. You guys, Derek and Cody with you as always. Guys, today we wanted to talk about some visits that the Indianapolis Colts have had scheduled. We're going to talk about those in a minute. Before we get started, guys, we wanted to say that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to use the Prize Picks apps today, and you get a $100 deposit match when you use the code BTJ. Again, use code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. But as we said, guys, today we're talking about the draft. We're less than 2 weeks away now from the NFL draft. A lot of news happening. NFL draft talk is in full gear. And some visits are happening now, Cody. And it's a couple of interesting ones for the Indianapolis Colts. We heard Wednesday that the Colts were having a visit with Malik Nabers, LSU wide receiver, who a lot of people have consensed as the number two wide receiver in this draft class, and also are having a visit with Xavier Worthy, wide receiver from Texas, who everyone remembers had that incredible 40-yard dash that was the fastest in NFL history. So a lot of different things happening here. Cody, were you surprised by either of these visits when they were announced?
Xavier Worthy, no, because that is, you know, within the Colts' capability to get him, you know, to draft him. And I know we'll talk about some scenarios in which they could do that. The one I was surprised about was Malik Nabers, like you said. Nobody expected him. I mean, heck, you look at mock drafts. I mean, nobody's expecting him to go out of the top six. Like, I see a lot of people projecting New York to take him at number six. And so I was a little bit shocked, a little bit that the Colts, you know, it's like, what's going on there, right? Is there a little bit behind the scenes? I know we'll talk about that here in a minute as well. But, yeah, I was kind of shocked. This, like, there's no way, right, that Indianapolis thinks that Malik Nabers will maybe even get outside of the top 10, much less top 15. So I was a little bit caught off guard when I heard that name because, I mean, that's like, yeah, like you said, like Marvin Harrison and Malik Nabers, those are the number two guys right there. And I know some people even said Malik Nabers is number one, you know? So, I mean, I am a little bit surprised at the fact that Indianapolis would, you know, sit down and have, you know, a conversation with him. I guess it's like, well, what does that mean? You know, there's a lot of, and that led to some other questions, which I know we'll get into, is like potential trade up scenario. So, yeah, I was a little bit surprised by that one for sure, that that name came up there as a guy that Indianapolis would even, like, you know, not waste their time with, but, you know, like consider talking to, because they haven't talked to a lot of these other guys that maybe are projected to go even a little bit later. So I was a little bit surprised by that.
Yeah, and I think everyone else was definitely surprised by it because, like you said, no one's expecting this guy to make it out of the top 10. And with Indianapolis being at 15, that leaves you one option, and that's trade up. And that kind of gives you the idea that there is a player or two here that Indianapolis deems worthy of trading up for. Because like you said, there's no chance Emily Neighbors makes it out of 15. Because just simply because we know the amount of wide receivers that are going to get taken in this draft, there's a lot of teams ahead of the Indianapolis Colts that would want a weapon like that. So you look at this situation and you say to yourself, well, if Neighbors falls to a certain point and the Indianapolis Colts are willing to go for him, now the only way that I see it happening is, you know, he's got to go through a gauntlet of different teams, right? We talk about the Chargers, right? They've been one of the teams that might take him. Obviously, they lost both their top wide receivers in free agency, and you know, but there's always a chance they could go for a tackle because they need more offensive line help for Justin Herbert. And then you said the Giants, right, at six. They don't necessarily need offensive line help, but they could always go for a guy like a Brock Bowers because, you know, Brock Bowers is a dynamic weapon and they don't have a tight end there either. And then obviously the Tennessee Titans too at number seven. They've been mocked to that, but I think that the majority of people believe they're going to go tackle. I think my understanding is if the Indianapolis Colts see him make it past the Titans at seven, we could see a trade up scenario where they might go to trade up with like Chicago at number nine, or have to trade up with the Falcons at eight to get ahead of Chicago to go and get Malik Neighbors. Do you think that's a situation that they're looking at? And if so, is it plausible for them to be able to trade up from 15 to eight and still be able to get Neighbors?
I mean, possibly, like you said, if he makes it somehow through all those teams that need a wide receiver, then I could see, I guess, Indianapolis doing that. But is it plausible, Derek? This is where I come to it, and I'm like, I don't know if it is, to be honest with you, because, I mean, you know, think about that. If you're trading from 15 up to 8, I mean, that's going to cost you multiple day two picks, potentially even a day one pick in the future. And with all the other needs that we've talked about that you need, you know, a cornerback, you need, you know, you probably need another safety. You know, there's a couple needs that you're like, I mean, yes, Neighbors obviously is better than some of these other wide receivers you would get, you know, 15 and later. But also when you look at it, it's like, is it worth, you know, trading away all of these assets and not getting any other help in some key areas that you desperately need it to go and secure this guy? And I guess for me, when I look at that, I just don't think it makes logical sense for where the Colts are right now as a team. Like, I feel like if it was like, okay, wide receiver is the only big need, and if they do that and they go, you know, slam dunk, get one of the best guys in this class, that's going to solve all their issues. I don't think that's the case. Now, obviously, from a player standpoint, Malik Neighbors would be, you know, such a massive, massive fit into this Indianapolis Colts offense, and he would, you know, fit a lot of different roles for them. But I think just practically with where the Colts are and kind of their lack of, you know, activity in free agency with some pretty decent sized holes at a couple different positions, I don't think the plausibility makes as much sense for me as opposed to keeping that pick or even trading down, which I know we'll talk about here in a minute. But I mean, it's a great, if he falls, I mean, I think the only way for me I'd feel comfortable is if he somehow falls out of the top 10 and then you're giving up quite a bit less. But again, even then, it's just hard for me to see Chris Ballard do that because, I mean, the only really other guy he's done that for offensively, I know he did Nick Cross back in 2022, but it was Jonathan Taylor. And again, Jonathan Taylor, what is he? He's an explosive guy. You know, he's a guy that's a game changer. And so maybe the Colts view Malik Neighbors that same way. But still, it's just, it's not something that we've seen Chris Ballard do a whole lot. So I guess for me, when I look at it and with where the Colts roster is, I don't know if it makes a whole lot of sense to me, to be completely honest with you. Even though I do think on the, you know, obviously when you just look at Malik Neighbors alone, I mean, he's fit on this offense, there's no question. But practicality, that's a little bit tougher for me to get, like, on board with.
I mean, it also is hindsight. It depends also if there's, like, a big trade or two in the top 10 as well. We've heard the rumors of Denver trading in or Minnesota trading in, you know, so there's likelihoods for that. And, you know, maybe the 5 or 6 or 7 does do that. And then Neighbors does fall a little bit in that category, but that's relying on a lot, right? Like, I totally understand. Yeah. Do you think that it's more likely that Indy trades up for the likes of like a Roma Dunze or a Brock Bowers if they were to slip past like the 10 spot?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Maybe. That's tough, though, because it's like I feel like those guys would have more of a possibility to fall, you know, a little bit further. And I just, yeah, but But again, you know, when you look at Neighbors, you're like, he is the better player of the three. So if he does fall, I think that would make sense for Indianapolis to do that. I don't know if I would see them trading up for one of those guys, to be completely honest with you, just for the same reasons I talked about. That's why I just don't think trade up is very plausible. Again, could be wrong on that, but I just don't see the Colts doing that, to be real with you. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, no matter really who it is. Unless, of course, it is a player like Neighbors or somebody who's not supposed to be there. I just don't see it making a whole lot of sense for really anybody for the Colts, unless it's just like this massive, like, there's no way that they would be here typically. So we got to go get them.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if anything, it just does show you Indy is making it a possibility. I mean, again, it all depends on is the deal right, is the position right, all that type of stuff. So a lot has to go into it. Like you said, I don't necessarily think that there'd be a lot less of an opportunity for Indy to trade up into the top 10 just to get Malik Neighbors. I don't know if that's necessarily something that's going to happen. Let's talk about an option, though, that does seem a lot more likely here. We did talk about the Xavier Worthy thing. So obviously most of the Colts offensive staff was at the Texas Pro Day, right? And we knew they were looking at two players in particular, Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy. Now, I don't know how much they've talked with Adonai Mitchell, but I know obviously they are doing a Xavier Worthy thing because of the likelihood. There's a chance here. And we talked about it, Cody, where, you know, Indy could have the option to trade back and get Xavier Worthy because you're not going to draft Xavier Worthy at 15 most likely. But this would allow Indianapolis, if say they were to, how far do you think Indy could trade back to be able to still comfortably draft Xavier Worthy? Because let me ask you, where do you believe Xavier Worthy gets drafted? And where do you think Indy could trade back realistically to still get Xavier Worthy and you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, so I would say for Xavier Worthy, when I kind of look at, you know, overall, when I look at Xavier Worthy and kind of where I feel like people have him projected kind of like right about mid-20s to, you know, potentially day two, like early day two, early somewhere day around two. There. That's kind of where I feel like I've seen a lot of people taking Xavier Worthy. So when I kind of look down at some of those teams, I know we've talked about Derek as well. You know, when we looked at some trade down options and stuff like that, I know we've looked at, you know, a couple different teams that could make a whole lot of sense for Indianapolis. I know we've talked about, you know, a team like the Arizona Cardinals at 25. Could that make a lot of sense? Because Arizona does have an early day two pick as well. And so if Indy trades down, you know, 10 picks, I mean, you're probably going to acquire a second round pick and potentially a little bit more than that. I think that's being generous. And so I think that would make a whole lot of sense. And, you know, some of the mock drafts that I have, you know, and then that still does give you a lot of different options between, you know, Worthy and potentially even, I know, like the guy like Cooper DeJean, I know is a guy that's a lot of people are interested in. So that could solve your corner position. But I think if you're trying to get strictly Xavier Worthy, I think you could trade into that, you know, around pick 25, maybe a hair before that. I think that'd make a lot of sense for him and in still acquiring, you know, multiple picks. And that's why I just think, again, Derek, it makes more sense for the Colts to do team trade down than trade up because of number one, you have multiple positions that you got to figure out some answers to. You got to address it in some capacity this offseason. And number two, this draft is very deep in certain positions that you're looking to upgrade, specifically wide receiver and corner. And there's some other guys that are probably going to be there as well in that, you know, day three kind of territory that I think could really help your football team. And so I think that just makes a whole lot of sense from those standpoints. If you're able to get another second round pick, maybe one even earlier than your original second round pick, you could get a really, really good player there on day number two. And, you know, we know the Colts have been able to find some guys on days two and three that have been some key contributors for them. I mean, you look at the last number of years, Derek, I mean, the second round picks, they've done a lot for this team. I mean, from Michael Pittman Jr., you know, and even day three picks, guys like Bernard Raimann, who's your left tackle. So, like, all I'm saying is there's a lot of options here for the Colts to get some guys that could not only contribute from day one, Derek, but could also, like, start from day one and could, or even, you know, start out kind of being a backup, but eventually become a starter in a role. And so I think for that, that makes a ton of sense for me. And the Indianapolis Colts talking about wanting to get more explosive on offense and on defense, I think that makes a whole lot of sense for them. If they would trade down, you know, between 5 and 10-ish picks down, acquire, still be able to get an explosive player like a guy like Xavier Worthy, and also be able to, I mean, honestly, Derek, be able to add more talent to this roster. And a lot of talent that typically probably wouldn't be there when it's going to be there in days two and three. So for me, strictly when it comes to Xavier Worthy, that's probably where I'm looking to get him. I don't know if you have any other thoughts on kind of the range that you would want the Colts to go to ensure you comfortably get him.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I think probably the earliest I would be willing to take a Xavier Worthy would probably be 22. I mean, that's where Philly's at right there. But then once you start getting towards pick like 28, 29, you know, like those kinds of picks, those are where the teams are starting to look to add talent like a Worthy onto it. So in the off chance he does sneak out of the first round somehow, it's going to be an early second, which, again, if Indy trades back and they get another person that they have on their big board, and then they have this plethora of second and third round picks that they get from compensation for somebody trading up to do so, then, I mean, you know what? I wouldn't even mind if Indy wanted to trade all the way back to like 26 or 27 and then be able to get Xavier Worthy. Then you get an extra second rounder. You're going to get an extra third rounder. You're going to get all these other ones. And then if you want to trade back up early second to be able to get another player that you need on your board, then, you know, Indy has that freedom to do so. They have that freedom to do so. I mean, I've talked about it before. I mean, the skill set of a Xavier Worthy in a Shane Steichen-led offense that already has so much speed and athleticism on it, that would just be adding insult to injury at that point. But I think that the main aspect of this here, Cody, is, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong here, but I think that these moves, these visits that Indy is on, really is them showing we are serious about getting a high-end wide receiver in this draft to try and bring some more offensive weaponry to this team. Despite not really doing a lot of that in the free agency, I think they totally believe they need to add more offensive weaponry to this team, and that's the best way to do it, is to get some of these high-end wide receivers. And not just a wide receiver, you know, we could be talking doubling down with how explosive some of these guys are. So I think that's what the message of all of this is that Indy is exploring every option for these wide receivers and trying to go over every course of action and what could be best for this offense. What do you say to that?
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Yeah, the theme of those two visits were explosion, right? I mean, that's the word. It's like both these players in their own rights, they're explosive guys. I mean, they're game changers in that. That's what they do, you know? And so I think that makes a ton of sense. Like, Indy is serious about adding more playmakers onto this offense, like you mentioned. And I think, you know, getting a player like a Xavier Worthy, or, you know, trading up and getting a guy like Malik Nabers, that is certainly in the category of adding that other explosive piece. And, you know, Derek, I know we've talked about it before, but just also the idea of, you know, getting a guy that can get some yards after the catch, a guy where you put the ball in his hands and he goes and makes a play. And that's something the Colts don't necessarily have in a wide receiver. And I think that's what they're trying to get. So, you know, we already know what Malik Nabers can do with the ball in his hands. We already know what Xavier Worthy can do with the ball in his hands. And so just getting a guy like that, that can just be another weapon offensively, right? Because you kind of have certain, you know, skill sets already, but the one that you don't necessarily have is that type of player. And so if you add a player like that, I think you look at your wide receiver group and you say, we've got guys with all sets of skills, and we're just going to give AR every single type of wide receiver we can. And we're going to let him and Shane Steichen just go to work, you know, let them cook, man, and let them figure it out. And we'll go from there. And so I am personally a fan of that, you know, continue to just add to that offense, especially a guy that you brought in, you know, to add explosion. And heck, he did it with Anthony Richardson for not even a quarter of the season. He did it without Jonathan Taylor for a good chunk of the season. And so now you're like, you get all these guys back, you add in some explosion in the draft. I feel really good about, man, this offense and where it can go, and setting up Anthony Richardson well with some good weapons. I feel really pretty good about that. So that is the theme, though, when you look at some of these visits the Colts have had at wide receivers, is they are looking to add explosion at wide receiver, which is huge, and that's much needed as well.
Absolutely, man. Well, that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let us know your thoughts on these visits, and is there a deeper meaning behind them than just covering all these corners? But let them know, guys. Thank you again so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.